And good morning. This is On the Ground Ipsy, WEMU style. I'm Patrick Campion, and I'm sitting across from your embedded reporter, Brianna Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with how do we find you in case we don't know where to find, well, not you specifically, but your material that you're producing.
I publish all my stories on concentratemedia.com every Wednesday. And you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/concentrateA2.
Super. And of course, we'll have this linked at WEMU.org. Where were you this week and who are you hanging with and what's the story we can look forward to?
I wrote a story about Ipsy-based musicians. Was kind of trying to figure out what's at the heart of Ipsy's music scene. So I had the chance to speak with several extremely talented local musicians.
Is there an Ipsy sound? Did you discover one?
Actually, it's interesting that you said that. I interviewed Matt Jones, who's working on the River Street Anthology, and he said, you know, throughout interviewing almost 400 musicians across the state of Michigan, he's noticed a lot of areas of Michigan have a distinct sound, but he doesn't think Ipsy has a distinct sound. It's hard to pin it down, he said.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to explore that more later. Tell me who you brought with you today.
I brought my buddies Amin Lancer and Ryan King of Stormy Cromer.
Stormy Cromer, cool. I mean, so you're only, that's only half the band,
half
right?
Half the band, yeah.
All right, well, we got the good half, right?
According
to the people
interviews.
In the room that are, yes.
The other half is doing a different interview.
Amin and Ryan, welcome. Thanks for being a part of the Concentrate project with On the Ground Ipsy. And I heard a rumor that you guys are lifelong Washtenaw County guys, that you grew up in Ann Arbor, but you're in love with Ypsilanti. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Thanks for having us. Ryan and I grew up in Ann Arbor, met when we were in middle school at Sloss and hung out through.
Ooh, nice name drop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Golden Bears.
Go Bears, yeah.
It's cold in here. I moved to Ipsy 8 years ago for college. I went to Eastern.
Okay.
And I've lived there ever since. I think it's a great town.
We'll do another name drop. Go Eagles.
Yeah, there you let's go. Go Eagles.
Go Blue. I stayed in Ann Arbor and went to U of M for 4 years and then finally got dragged out after hanging out here long enough.
So tell me about the band. How did you guys hook up? How did it start?
Well, we've been playing music together for a while. We started a band at Slauson and at Pioneer. So we've been pretty much, you know, sort of lifelong musical partners. And then we both studied music in college and then got really into the same rock and roll for a while and decided we're just like, let's just follow
yeah.
our heart here.
Okay,
yeah.
So wait, before we get farther, Amin and Ryan, you're here. Who are the other two that are not here?
Spencer Hansen is one of our guitar players, and Brendan Collins, who's the other one of our guitar players.
Yeah, we didn't get into what are your roles in the band?
I play the drums.
Okay.
Yeah, I play bass.
All right. Who's vocals?
Both of them.
All right.
Us and Brendan.
Oh, Ryan, you're doing the grand Collins tradition of vocals from behind the kit, huh?
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
And Spencer does sometimes too. So I guess we're all technically vocalists.
Oh, you share the list. So who's the focal point? Who's on the cover of the album?
I would say me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan would say him.
They're pretty equal, man. Yeah. They all get their time to shine.
I would say him as well. All right. I wouldn't mean it.
So what's your style? I mean, what's your groove? What really defines your sound?
I'd say like a mixture of improvisational music is big on us, especially because Spencer and I, like you said earlier, Ryan and I have been playing forever, but I met Spencer in the jazz combo class at Eastern, which, you know, has a large focus on improvisation in its own right. So improvisation is important to the band. And then as far as the sound goes, I mean, the influences of the four of us range all the way from Floyd to Rush to Zeppelin to Miles Davis to, you know, Weather Report. It's fairly scattered, but I think at the end of the day, we kind of focus in on a rock dance groove.
A lot of progressive rock, too,
yeah.
I think.
Okay, right. All right. Yeah. So it's got a good beat. It's something you could dance to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's something you could dance to, but it's also something that's going to kind of like, you know, all of a sudden you're going to be on the wrong side of the beat.
So let's talk about Ypsilanti. Huh? Obviously, you're both here now. The band plays a lot in Ipsy. You know, tell us about your life as a band in Ypsilanti.
It's we've been doing this now for 4 years, and Amin and I were living together at the time that we started the band, basically, I think.
True. Yep.
And we lived together as a band
for two years. On Congress, North Congress, right by the Family Fried Chicken.
Like, did you guys have like the loft space with the practice set up and
annoying
your neighbors and all that?
Yep,
we still have
it.
Yeah, we still
cool.
We live in different places now. We realize after a while that close quarters is not necessarily
coming
the
together
most
practice is cool. Being around each other 24/7 not cool. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny now because we used to all live in a house on Congress and rehearse there. And we've moved, but I think I moved the farthest away at a stunning 3 blocks away from that house.
Yeah,
and
you're
then like
far.
When I walk to practice, I walk past Ryan's house, and then I turn the corner, I walk past Spencer's house, and then I'm at practice. So it's like we've kind of just created a little neighborhood here. But we started the band rehearsing down on Holmes Road. Our rehearsal space has always been in Ipsy, and we've always like played in Ipsy and Ann Arbor. So always considered like our home market. It's our best market. It's where all our best friends are.
What about Ipsy helps you? I mean, what makes it feel like that you got a community supporting your music? Do you feel like you've got a community that's really open-minded to different sounds? I mean,
there's a surprising amount of hippies. Actually, maybe it's not that surprising, but there are a lot of kids running around. You know, mm-hmm. There's a lot of kids, and there's a lot of sort of hanging out going on, which really is helpful to the live music scene, especially ours.
Yeah, because people go, hey, we're hanging out. Might as well go hang out in front of
right.
a band.
Right, and, you know, our first show was at Woodruff's. So we have a lot of, we just have like a tie there.
Talk about playing with other bands in Ipsy too. I mean, is there kind of a music scene here? Is it underground? Is it public? I mean, is there different variants? I mean,
there's a solid sense of community. Like, for example, you could take our studio space in and of itself is shared between us and our buddy Ben, who produces this group called Vision Explored. And that group in itself is just a collaboration. It doesn't have a set. So you have people from musicians from Ann Arbor, from Ipsy, there's a bluegrass band called Wire in the Wood that plays at Corner a lot. You know, you'll find their violin player up in there playing. So there's a lot of like communal playing between groups. Like we all have side projects. Ryan plays in a funk band called Liquid Thickness that consists of members of other Ipsy bands, including like
that's
you know,
an inspired band name, by the way.
Thank you.
So it's great, you know, you got bands like Honey Monsoon that bring this like really fun, wonderfully smooth sort of danceable groove that you can get.
But you guys all know each other.
We all know each other. It's great. Mm-hmm. Like we see each other at each other's shows. Right. We cross promote for each other.
Right. It leads to a lot of shared bills too.
Yeah, a lot of shared bills, and it's cool to say, hey, not only do I like your music, but I like you as a person. And you never know. Sometimes when I walk into a show. Of a local band, you never know because we're all friends, so you might end up on stage playing or something
right.
like that. And
right.
that's a really cool thing. Like you walk into the Blind Pig and Chirps playing or something, and they're like, hey man, I want to come sing Rush for some reason?
Yeah.
And like,
exactly.
I would love to sing Rush.
So you're saying there still is a thriving artist community for musicians in this area?
It's more so than I would say that I've seen in the past.
Yeah, I think it's the strongest it's been since we started the band, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Where can we find you?
Facebook.com/StormyCromerLive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you want to hear us, we have a full-length studio album that was recorded at Solid Sound.
It's on Spotify.
That's on Spotify, iTunes, everything. But if the vast majority of our catalog, including our other studio releases and several live releases, are on Bandcamp, so stormycromer.bandcamp.com is where you'd want to find
us. We're on
YouTube.
Stuff. We have a YouTube channel, an Instagram page.
Yep.
Cool.
Fairly accessible.
Brandon, obviously Stormy Cromer wasn't the only band you hung out with this week. Tell me about some of the other folks you met and the sounds you explored.
As Amin mentioned, Honey Monsoon, I talked to the lead guitarist and vocalist, Anna Gamuka, and I talked to Annie Palmer. She is in an Ann Arbor-based folk band called Little Traps. Louis Picasso is a local hip-hop performer. He made a huge splash at Mitten Fest the last 2 years.
I feel like a prophet when I tell you I see constant war and gnashing of teeth, not just the army but with human beings, the world being pushed by hate and sugar-coated jealousy. While people taking selfies with their frenemies, the government trying to put a mask on me, iPhones and iPads killing personalities, and Lucifer thiefing you for your soul.
Matt Jones, who I mentioned, is doing the River Street Anthology. He's in a bunch of bands that are Ipsy-based, and Jim Roll, who is also in a bunch of different projects, and he's also a recording engineer.
All right, I'm going to ask these guys first, what's the quintessential Ipsy song?
Back to Ipsy.
Back to Ypsilanti. Gotta go back to Ypsilanti.
Back to Ypsilanti.
That's the one.
In Michigan, there is a place called Ypsilanti. It is a small, small town.
Brianna, what did you discover? Did you discover an unknown Ipsy song when you're going through this?
Well, our photographer Doug, who's super well versed in the whole local music scene, he put together a couple lists of the best songs that were recorded in Ipsy and the best songs about Ipsy. We also have a list of upcoming shows for all the musicians who I talk to. That's also on my story.
Perfect. Is there a that's a great question. Is there a place where if I'm interested in seeing live music in Ypsilanti that I can just go say there's a calendar of all this great stuff?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask that because people keep asking me about community calendars and stuff, so maybe I'll have to make one.
Well, let's make a suggestion. We have one at WEMU.org.
Oh, there you go.
It's 100% free. And it's pretty much self-administered, so if you guys ever want to toss a gig up there, it is one of the most popular destinations for our website. People are constantly looking for things to do.
That's great to know.
Yeah.
All right, so Brianna, concentratemedia.com, facebook.com/concentrateA2.
Yep.
What you got going for next week?
I'm going to write a story about this new group called Rising for Economic Democracy in Ypsi, and they're trying to build a coalition of residents to contribute ideas for a community benefits ordinance.
Amin, Ryan, Brianna, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we can catch you at concentratemedia.com. This is On the Ground Ypsilanti from 89.1 WEMU. In Ypsilanti, you can get an education. Ypsilanti, study hard in you. Some people come from overseas to Ypsilanti. Yeah.